so not everyone can talk to animals? It's just me?
Just you, Miriam. Yes.
Yeah, everyone listening, you now know Miriam's superpower.
Welcome to Connections with BCD Travel, an ongoing conversation about the modern-day travel program, the impact of technology and digitization, and how travel buyers can take control and drive change. Each episode leaves you with practical, actionable advice and solutions to support a variety of program needs. Let's start connecting.
Welcome back to Connections, everyone. I'm Chad Lemon. I work in digital strategy and advancement at BCD.
And I'm Miriam Moskovich. I lead the partnerships and intelligence team. And if you're enjoying the Connections podcast, be sure to give us a review wherever you're listening to this episode.
Miriam, this is going to be a cool episode because not only are we going to talk about a variety of modern digital products and solutions, we also have a pretty cool guest.
That's right. She's BCD's Vice President of Global Product Marketing, Heather Wright.
And fun fact for all of our listeners, she is also my boss.
Uh-oh.
So if you don't hear me on, if you don't hear me on Connections after this, it's because she did not enjoy this experience. Just kidding. Welcome to Connections, Heather. Can you start off by telling our listeners a little bit about you, your background, and what you do at BCD?
Sure. Well, first of all, Chad, I feel like I'm the one in the hot seat.
You are.
So we all know who the boss is in this scenario. Let's just be clear, right? So I work in digital strategy and advancement at BCD Travel, and I'm responsible, to simplify it, I'm responsible for making sure that our travel buyers and their travelers are aware of and using the technologies and solutions that make their programs stronger.
Heather, I think this episode will really resonate with our listeners because I know you, and I bet you become prepared with a list of digital products and tools that travel programs should be using right now.
And I came with a list, Miriam. I know how much you like the list.
That's right.
So I want to start this conversation with some setup. Our listeners, travel managers, know that BCD has a wide variety of digital products and solutions. So talk a little bit about BCD's approach to the digital transformation of corporate travel. We hear that phrase all the time, but what does it mean to us?
So in the case of managed travel, I think we should think of digital transformation as the simplification of a very complex and historically fragmented business or set of processes. That might not mean anything to you, so just a couple of examples that you can probably relate to. On the agent side, leveraging technology to automate work streams across multiple systems, so our agents can provide more efficient and personal service to our travelers. Another example on the traveler side, it could mean providing the digital service and support options that consumers expect today. I remember based on my age, being forced into a little B2B solution box 20 years ago and kind of a dot matrix screen, and you had to book travel and you had to adhere to rules, and it was not a fun experience. And now we all have different expectations, whether it's our personal life or our business life, right? So we try to make it easier for travelers to make the right decision without having to sacrifice experience or quality in their trip details.
Okay, so we've got a huge variety of options, but surely you're not going to try to list everything off on just this one episode, are you?
No, because I knew that you and Chad would not like that very much. I have gotten a lot of warnings to be brief. That's what I'm going to do here.
Well, if you listen to the Connections podcast, you know that I love a good list, Chad.
Yeah.
And in the spirit of being one of the world's largest TMCs and having this list, can you give us a countdown?
Yeah.
Maybe in a different language or something.
Oh, absolutely. I can do that. All right. Heather, you ready?
I hope so. Wow, that was unexpected. That was unexpected. Okay, we're going to start, of course, with TripSource. Now, I know everybody knows that's listening what TripSource is, and I know that you're all taking advantage of it because you want your travelers to have a simple and modern booking experience, and you want them to book in policy. As a matter of fact, I just booked my trip to GBTA. It was a breeze. I booked my flight, hotel, and car while standing in the kitchen this morning with coffee in my hand.
Love that. I love that.
Yeah. I booked my favorite airline, my favorite hotel. You know we all have favorites, right? Us road warriors. And my favorite room type. I like a big king bed, and it's all in policy. So I'm happy and my company's happy. Just wanted to throw that in. I immediately received confirmation that my trip was booked. And I actually received a notification that told me what my per diem is for Dallas, all in a matter of 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
And I know you two have had that experience as well, but it never gets old for me. It's just so easy. So one thing I want to leave you with on TripSource, if you are not taking advantage of TripSource policy messages, then you must talk to your program manager, okay? Policy messages, you are able to literally tap your traveler on the shoulder at very specific points in the trip and remind them about company policy.
That's great.
Some examples.
Super.
Yeah. Helpful. Some examples are, you don't need insurance when you rent a car because you're covered under your company policy. I don't know why we always use that example, Miriam. That seems like the go-to. but whatever your policy is, where you park at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways to save money once the traveler leaves for their trip. And you can give them those reminders throughout the trip based on your unique policy. And it's so cool. And I just don't think enough people are taking advantage of it. So yes, talk to your program manager if you're not using that. It's fabulous.
Yeah, because the experience goes beyond booking. It's from start all the way until they take the trip and then arrive back home again, right?
Exactly. And it's not only our messages through TripSource aren't only policy messages. I think those are by far the coolest, but there's other messages, right? Like our flight notifications that tell you if your gate's changed or if your flight's delayed, or your risk messages. If you're headed into an area that's got a level 3 risk, it tells you about that so you can prepare. So being on TripSource gives multiple benefits from booking to kind of the en route experience. And I can't say enough about it, not necessarily as the head of product marketing, but as a traveler. It just gets better every day, and we should all be using it.
So a travel manager can call up their program manager at BCD and have a discussion around what policy messaging they'd like to put throughout the experience on TripSource. And it's not just policy, like you said. It could also be things like what to do when you are in, right? So our office is located at, our assigned parking is at this location. The following shuttles exist to our office campus, things like that as well, right?
Absolutely. I've also seen some really cool uses of policy messages. I've seen bring your tennis shoes, of Marriott, Times Square has an amazing gym. I mean, there are just so many cool ways to use these messages, and just takes a little bit of thought. This is TripSource is part of doing business with BCD Travel. This isn't an incremental cost to our customers. It's available to you, for being a BCD client. So I encourage everybody to look at this. Wow. I can't get over the drama. It just keeps going.
You're welcome.
So Decision Source. I also think everybody that's listening here knows what Decision Source is.
Yeah.
Whether you've been a client for a year or whether you've been a client for 15 years, you know what Decision Source is. It is our data insights platform. All kinds of reporting, spend management, sustainability, you get analytics, traveler security maps. It's kind of the hub for all data within BCD Travel and within your program. One thing I want to call out on this, just like I did TripSource, is if you looked at Decision Source 10 years ago and you haven't been back, you're really, really missing out. We are adding features and evolving Decision Source every day. We have 2 new features I'd like to call out as examples of this.
Yeah.
We have Instant Query that's about to launch. It's a feature of Decision Source. And Miriam, I know this one is near and dear to your heart. Yeah, as a travel manager, you know what the value is there. But it's kind of I used to call it a magic eight ball, but it's you need a quick answer to a complex question. You go in and you ask the question you have, and it sifts through the data and sends back a message in almost real time.
And that's really powerful. I can speak just as a former travel manager. I would often have questions like, give me a list of all the travelers who went to Paris last week. Give me a list of all the travelers on this flight next week. Give me a list of all the travelers who have stayed at this hotel in the last 6 weeks so that I could do something with it, right? Either analyze or even connect or communicate with those travelers. And previously, you used to have to run some pretty large reports and then use all sorts of filters and drop downs to get to the actual answer you're looking for. And I was playing around with IQ recently, and you can literally ask just those questions and get the answers to those questions immediately. So it shortens the amount of time to get access to that real answer than ever before. So super exciting and really powerful for a proactive travel manager who wants to ask questions about the makeup of their program and apply immediate actions like contact all these travelers or send them some sort of a message or analyze this data further. So I think it's super powerful.
Super powerful. We're getting great feedback from the pilot, and I've heard a few travel managers say that they're occasionally the boss swoops in, as they all do, and asks a question, and they used to panic and sift through reports, and they just go into instant query and tell them in 5 minutes the answer to the question. So potential to make people look like a rock star, right?
Always good.
The new security maps that we released probably about 2 months ago, they're very interactive. They have more filters. You can track your travelers. We've got advanced filtering, so you can look at level 1, 2, and 3 events, and it goes on and on, but really cool kind of next generation security maps available to all BCD clients with no incremental cost and super valuable. So if you haven't seen it lately, go back and look at it. I think you've heard on some of these podcasts, and you will be hearing on more of these podcasts, we do have the best data in the industry.
Absolutely.
And I could go on and on with proof points, but we do, hands down. And so our data can be trusted. It is the most up to date. We have a proprietary cleansing process. Anything you get from DecisionSource is going to be accurate. And so that's another huge benefit to DecisionSource. So what I will leave you with is that you should definitely log into DecisionSource to see some of these new features. And for a limited time, if you need a new password because yours has expired, we will not shame you for coming back and asking for a
maybe
new password. Maybe at, you know, third or fourth time, we reserve the right to make a snarky comment, but we will always renew your password because we want you to be getting the benefit from DecisionSource. Likewise, if you go into DecisionSource and you don't see your security suite there, your map and your security reports, it's because you're not provisioned for those. And all you have to do is ask your program manager to turn on or implement security for you, and you'll see those pop up magically in DecisionSource as well, and you'll be able to look at the maps and the security reports. I can't recommend it enough. It doesn't matter if you have your own security provider outside of BCD. You should be looking at this too. It does not hurt to have an extra source of data coming in ever. So definitely check those out, and we're happy to work with you to make that happen easily.
Now, you've also seen recently you've added some new features in DecisionSource around sustainability, right?
Yes, we have, and we've just started this. We have a emissions report in DecisionSource as kind of our first building block towards our sustainability goals, which are, you know, 2022, 23 going into next year. We are heavily focused on sustainability across the company. So you are going to see more reports than just the emissions we have today in DecisionSource, which is a great report, by the way. But you'll see more on sustainability coming not only from BCD Travel in DecisionSource, but also from Edvito and some of the solutions that they are launching that are very much focused on sustainability. So definitely tune in there. You'll be hearing more about these tools. Oh, the drama, Chad, the drama.
You love it. We all love it.
Okay. Right? Last but certainly not least. And again, we have 20 or 30 things we can be talking about here. But for the sake of my first invitation to the podcast, and this last one is price assurance, which I can't say enough about. But let's peel it back. Price assurance is a big category, right? Let's start with air price assurance, which I love. And we have seen so many fantastic results over the last 6 to 8 months. Miriam, Chad, I think you know that we have a new air price assurance technology through Fairfly. We are seeing some fantastic results. We are on average for a booking, a rebooking on a flight, we're seeing an average savings of $81
mm-hmm. wow.
per rebooked flight. I mean, it's huge. So, you know, you should definitely opt in for air price assurance, especially with the volatility that we've seen over the last year. You have the opportunity to save a significant amount of money, depending on the size of your air program, of course.
Yeah, I think the thing about price assurance solutions is that they're so important to an average travel program, right? And they started, you know, but I don't know, maybe almost a decade ago as kind of an enhanced technology. But now they really are table stakes in any managed travel program. I think that a travel manager is really, really interested in the quality of the price of what they're buying throughout the life cycle of that purchase, right? Whether they purchase an airline ticket 6 weeks in advance or 2 weeks in advance, they want that price to be high quality at every stage of the game up until the moment that they travel. And so these price assurance solutions that continue to ensure that the price you have paid for that ticket you're about to fly on continues to be the best and most valued price that you can achieve, I think that that's critical for any program to ensure that price quality. But wait a sec, but price assurance isn't free. It's not complimentary, right?
Miriam, you know, air price assurance is one of those things that pays for itself. There's no fee unless you get significant price savings. So it's really a no-brainer. You're almost guaranteed to save money with air price assurance, particularly if you have a significant air program. Last thing, and I'm just going to plant the seed, we have a new hotel price assurance that we are in the process of rolling out. You will be hearing more about that, and drives considerable cost savings with the program. And so more to come on that, but price assurance is the place to save incremental money with very, very little to no effort on your part.
Sounds good.
Those are the three things I think if I were giving a novice, which nobody is on this call, I realize, and some of you are saying, I know about all three of these things. Tell me something I don't know. Well, if that's the case, I'm actually very happy. But we're going to continue to come back and talk about other solutions and dive a little deeper, right? For those who, of course, know about Decision Source and Trip Source and Air Price Assurance, we're going to start getting into a little deeper level of solutions and what you can do with your program if I am lucky enough to be asked back to another podcast, and I'm very excited about it.
Well, we'll see about that.
Yeah, but I think you made a really good point. You know, Decision Source is a great example of, if you haven't logged in lately, there are so many new features, new experiences to go in. So you might know about it, but make sure that you're using it on a regular basis, because there might be something new since the last time you've been in. Well, boss, before we close out this segment, anything else to add?
I think the one message I have for those listening, all of these solutions, not just the three we talked about, but the ones we're going to continue to talk about, they all work together to strengthen your program. The more of these digital solutions and services you're using that are available to you, the stronger and more effective your program is going to be.
Okay, let's do a quick connect to learn a little bit more about you, Heather, but I'm going to do this one a little bit different than previous episodes. So I'm going to ask some would you rather questions. So pick one and explain your answer. Got it?
Okay.
Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the smartest person in the room, and why?
Definitely the funniest. That saying that people remember, what is that saying? People remember... They don't remember what you say. They remember how you made them feel. I think that's very true.
Yeah, I'm with you, Heather. I think I would rather be the funniest person in the room because, and this might be totally off base, if I make everyone crack up and laugh and I leave the room, they're going to think, oh, he's a cool guy. Like, they're still going to give me credit for being a good human.
I guess I'd rather be the funniest person in the room if I have to be in the room.
Oh, I mean, that surprises me. I thought you were going to pick smartest because you're so brilliant.
No, I'd rather not be in the room. If I'm being honest, I'd rather be out on the patio with others, hanging out with the dogs. But if I have to be in the room, I'd hope to be the most charming, the funniest.
Touche. All right. Heather, thank you so much for joining us on this episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope I still have a job tomorrow.
We'll talk about it offline.
Oh, no.
All jokes aside, I know that our listeners will benefit from your advice. So thank you, Heather. I appreciate you coming in, and I hope we can have you back.
Thank you.
If you are a travel buyer, frequent business traveler, or just someone who likes hearing about the variety of digital solutions and products available to your travel program, be sure to download and review the Connections with BCD Travel podcast to stay up to date with new releases and listen to your favorite episodes.
Thank you for connecting with us. BCD Travel helps customers travel smart and achieve more. We make this happen in over 100 countries with a global client retention rate of 97%, the highest in the industry. Learn more about the information you heard today and what BCD Travel can do for you by visiting bcdtravel.com/podcast.